begin to live with awareness of awareness, through our days, in our daily lives, we begin to wonder, can I trust awareness? Can I trust awareness to make sure that all the things that make survival possible, such as paying the bills, finishing the project in time, applying for the job, being good in the interview, and so on, any activity, can I trust to lead from awareness rather than from thought? This is the natural question that emerges. And since this is the week of reintegration, perhaps this question will emerge or has already emerged in you during the day. And so I only want to share with you my direct experience is that I did not want to trust awareness because the I was still very strong. I as a separate entity. The more this separateness loses its grip, the more you realize that in fact you cannot trust the mind as much as you can trust the awareness, because then the whole game is about separateness, and the separateness is kind of getting blurred and blurred and blurred. The boundary between the self and the other is getting blurred. The I versus them, good side versus bad side, is getting blurred. And then it makes so much more sense for trusting the intelligence of life that is running everything. But again, it wouldn't make sense to the mind. So I would like you to not force this sense to you. When you live in conflict, knowing that you live in conflict, embracing the knowing, embracing that in which it arises, already makes the conflicts less intense. Does it make any sense? You don't really have to have no conflict for you to get to a state of acceptance and presence. The fact that you're aware that there is conflict, the fact that you know it is appearing in your knowing, already creates less stories about those conflicts and less fights between those conflicts. Again, don't try to understand this with your mind. Let this be your daily, daily, daily living. Like, not just these meditations, but the whole day is about turning within, tuning within, and seeing without the filters. And again, let it be the prayer for life. Let it be the new way of living your life, rather than trying to arrive at something. Arriving at something is not important. The journey is important. And this journey has no direction. And this journey has no distance. It's from you to you. So it's in a very different dimension. Today is the 24th day of our guided meditations. And today we will look at what does it mean to be in our relationships without being a separate person in that relationship. So, let's get started. Let's settle down however we like to settle down. Sit slightly upright, chin slightly down, eyes closed. Wait for your breath and body to find their natural rhythm, natural stillness. Sit without expectations from yourself or from this meditation. Know that you are aware. Know that life is happening now, and here. That life happens nowhere else but now and here. Imagine you are sitting with your loved one. Pick one person, just one. Imagine you are sitting with your loved one. You are speaking, they are listening. They are speaking, you are listening. When your focus is on you, just say awareness. Awareness is talking, awareness is listening. When the focus goes on them, say, same awareness. Not my awareness and their awareness, but one awareness in which the communication is happening. Imagine they say something that hurts you, that makes you angry. Can there be anger without a strong sense of separation? Who got hurt? When anger arises, and if you have become used to being with yourself, you will notice your breath is very fast. You will notice your heartbeat rising. And imagine bringing presence in that moment. Watching it happen in awareness. The feeling and the sensation are still real. But the story can shift. A separate person is not getting hurt. Another person is not hurting me. You may notice that when this awareness is more clear. You will still be able to set boundaries. You will still be able to respond. Without hatred, without harshness, you will see the habitual tendencies and the already imprinted muscle memories. You will see that they take over. And then your awareness comes in. And you take a deep breath and you see it for what it is. Which makes you soft. Which makes you loosen the tension. Which creates a clear, calm response. Being in relationships without being a separate person. Is the journey of realignment of your life based on finding your true nature. Let's take a simpler example. Me talking, you listening, right here, right now. No need to imagine something. It is happening. Speaking is happening. Listening is happening. Agreeing and disagreeing is happening. Ifs and buts are happening. They're all known to awareness. Do we really need to create the story of separate selves? Do we really need to take it personally? What is being said and what kind of response is coming to it? be watchful that you may like drama while saying that I want to make my life simple. You may find your life first getting boring, and you may want to jump back into the chaos of stimulation. Sensory overexertion. And it's okay. Just be watchful. When we remove the resistance of the I, of the separate self, then we make space for what needs to happen to happen. And that is why clear seeing is enough. Forcing a change is not necessary. Be gentle. Be open. Let's stop here. Bring the palms together in Namaste. Let's chant Om 3 times. Inhale deeply. Rub your palms together. Massage your eyes, your face, your forehead, your whole head, your ears, and your neck. And slowly open your eyes. Namaste. Thank you. Congratulations on finishing another day of meditations. As I keep saying, please make sure that you journal your thoughts, your insights, what comes out of these. The thing now is to remember and return to your remembering. Think of it as training your ego, training those habits that are so habituated to creating a separate identity. Plus, when you relate with the world, oftentimes you won't be sitting with a loved one or a partner who is in the same place as you, and you both realize that it's arising in awareness. When this happens, it's the most beautiful thing that happens, but most often it doesn't happen. So you will find yourself alone in this self-assessing and self-recognition that they and all of them are thinking of themselves as separate self, but I can see that I'm not and they're not, that we're all arising in one field of awareness. So This remembering is important. That is why I come back to them, come back to these meditations at night before you go to bed. Someone said that they listen to it before they go to sleep and it helps them sleep better. So you see that there is one thing going on, which is the words and the experience and the experiments. The other thing is going on, which is perhaps not verbal, which is the effect of you sitting quietly, which is the effect of you listening quietly without creating a barrier of your persona and your intellect. You are actually allowing yourself to be open enough for my words to enter your psyche, your mind, without too much resistance. And so most often the things that I'm saying here is the things that I say in my usual fast talking videos. But the difference now is that we do it so calmly, so openly, and with such a space for it, such an openness for it, such an intention for it, that it works differently. It calms you, it helps you sleep better, it makes you feel good in your body, the mind is lighter and all that. So there is one thing happening and the other things happening around it, which are not easy to express only through words. And that is why the experience of the words and the experience of the mind is not enough. The overall total experience is much more than verbal and mental. And that is what we are looking at. So listen to it before you go to bed. Let it go into your subconscious. When you repeat, 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 it will speak to you differently. And it is not a quantitative goal that you set 31 days and you feel so good about yourself. There is no point in the long term to just focus on feeling good about yourself based on the ticks that you make about this is what I did this and I did that and I finished that project. And it will make you feel good when you are a teenager in life, not in terms of ages, but in terms of experience. But when you become mature, all these games you will have to abandon. You won't enjoy them anymore. And something deeper will be needed. That is when you will stop counting how many books you have read or how many countries you have visited, and instead start focusing on reading one book four times and going to the same place again and again, and not minding the quantitative aspect of success or life and enjoying the qualitative aspect of it. Do I make sense? I think I do, right? Let me know in the comments. How is it going? How are you feeling towards the end of these meditations? And I will start considering something that I will just tell you briefly now and perhaps give you more details on the last day of our meditations. I'm considering that after this month is over, we must do something together. It is not simple. It is simple, but it's not easy for me to sit every day and record a meditation and then edit it and upload it and, you know, all that goes with it. Write a pinned comment and write a description and create the thumbnail design and all that. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And also it's just one way, one directional. I'm just looking at myself on the camera, getting so used to it. But what I would like is, out of all the people that are meditating, for those who would like to now keep meeting weekly, preferably on Zoom, so we can see each other and hear each other in life. So maybe I'm considering from February onwards to start a Zoom live meeting once a week, but keep it longer, like we meet on the weekend, keep it longer for 2 hours more or less, and where we meditate first, just like this, and then we do the question answers so we can clear the doubts and listen to each other. Let me know if you will be interested in something like that. I will do it, I think, if 10 people are interested. I might do it with 5. Let's see. So I'll tell you finally, based on what you think about it, on 31st of January, but I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Okay, I'll see you. Namaste.